Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 374, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 36, In the Limelight. I almost combined 36 and Rescue. It was...
Episode 30, Rescue.
Yeah, it was a mess.
It aired November 14th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand. Directed by Judd Lynn.
Written and directed by Judd Lynn.
I feel like this almost always goes bad. Maybe I just have some weird... And I couldn't tell you a single other episode that he directed and wrote off the top of my head. But I think they were bad last time.
Just in your gut, you can feel it.
I have a feeling in my bones, Josh.
Well, I guess we'll see.
We will. But if you're new here... What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should. You put some stank on Rescue, I put some stank on DVDs.
You're saying it like a dad.
I know. No, it'd be the DVDs.
Yes, I need to put the DVD.
Do you have the DVDs player? For my discs?
Does the Nintendo play the DVDs?
Can you put the discs in the Nintendo? If I have a Wii already, can I just play Wii U games on it?
It's just a controller, right? The Wii U is just a controller.
It's the same DVDs. You can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. I don't know where I was. We're going to go watch the episode now.
Rescue ready.
And we're back, and we just watched In the Limelight, and in between then and now, I did lick a Nintendo Switch cartridge, which you can listen to at patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. I'm going to keep complaining about that, because it stayed. It moved to a part of my tongue to remind me of my mistake for the rest of this episode.
It moved in, is what happened.
Morphingrid.tumblr.com, yeah. Is our website. So it's ajakeandjosh.com. That's what they are. You want to lick off one of these bad boys?
I don't want to lick any. Never mind one that you just licked.
I haven't licked Splatoon. You can see it. That one tastes like Gushers.
I don't think so.
That's our website. ajakeandjosh.com/morphingrid. It's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphingrid. We're on Snapple Podcast. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podlickums. Don't lick them.
Don't lick a podcast.
Podlickums is a misnomer. They taste bad.
How would you even lick? Don't lick your phone because you'll get sick.
Oh, yeah. There's so much ear gunk. I took a phone call the other day, and when I came back, it was like, here's all the stuff on your ears.
Yeah, and then like also just all down your face gets on it, and it's just like bad. In your pocket next to your junkin' butt all day. Yeah.
It's just riding that junkin' butt line the whole time. And you don't want to lick it. You don't want that.
No.
So that's why you don't do a Podlickums. You can leave us a rating review on any of those places. Tell us how our podcast tastes at podlickums.com.
If you have...
Synesthesia?
Synesthesia. If you have that, we taste like something. I am curious what it is.
And if you don't have synesthesia, what do you think our podcast would taste like?
I don't know.
You can do this for any of our podcasts. What do you think all of our different podcasts would taste like?
I can associate it with a color, not a taste. I think this one's yellow.
It seems like a yellow podcast. Yeah. I don't know. I actually do have synesthesia, but it's touch and sound based, so it's not exciting for this podcast. Unless you want me to tell you what like tables sound like. They sound like tables. I don't know how to explain it. I'm sure someone else could explain it better than me. Tell us what this podcast tastes like. Leave us a rating review. And don't review the show. Just say what you think it tastes like.
Click 5 stars and put like almonds.
5 stars, oak and blueberry or whatever. We've been sitting at like 50 for a while. We've only had like 3 new reviews over the last year. So like maybe this is it. Make a new account
just so you can review us what we taste
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's not fraud because podcasts are fake. Right. So, whatever. But also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Go there for as little as $1 a month. You get some cool content like hearing me lick Nintendo Switch cartridge.
What's a cool hashtag for what our podcast tastes
like? Oh, ooh, ooh.
Hashtag pod lickums.
Hashtag pod lickums. And that's lickums with an E, not lickums with a U.
Let's spell it.
L-P-O-D, yeah. Hashtag P-O-D-L-I-C-K-E-M-S.
Okay.
Pod lickums.
If you get it wrong, we couldn't do any more for you.
I can't help you. It's lick thems. Lickums. It just tells what all our shows taste like. I'm very curious.
I am
now.
Also very curious.
Someone's going to be like, butts, and then that's it.
Podlickums is dead.
I'm going to have to call Daryl P. Twitter and tell him to delete the hashtag podlickums from the internet. It's going to be such a hassle. Don't say it tastes like butts. This is a Friday episode, if you haven't guessed. And there's not a lot of content to the episode we just watched. So I'm going to check to see if we have any emails right now, live on air.
Cool. Oh, no, we just talked about how we don't have reviews, so I'm not even going to look.
I checked a couple days ago, and I did not see it. Nothing for emails.
Well,
I don't think we have anything for tweets or anything. Is there any news? Is there any cool pod news?
Pod, like just podcast news?
I say the word pod 500 times in the stupid joke segment of where you can find the show, and then it just overrode part of my brain.
I don't think there is any pod news.
Any pod arrangers news. All right, yeah, we got nothing. We're just going to jump in.
All right, let's do it.
We're gonna knock this baby out. We start off in the Skull Cavern, but we start like on a, you know, looking at it with Queen Bansheera just maniacally laughing in the distance. And then we cut inside.
I didn't know it was Queen Bansheera for a good minute or two, because we hear the laughing, but it's off screen. When we cut inside, we cut to Jinxer.
Yeah.
So I thought we were in the cave, in the Hunger Games cave.
Yeah, with Olympias.
Yeah, where Jinxer and Olympias were just kissing for six chapters.
Well, they kiss for six chapters. They gotta get those sponsors, Josh. They're never gonna survive without him in the Hunger Games. Hey, can I tell you a secret? Not you. You know this about me. I love the Hunger Games. No,
I also enjoy the Hunger Games.
That's a dumbest thing.
That was the hardest part for me to get through in the entire book series.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. Maybe not the worst thing, but that's like the hardest thing to get through in the books. The dumbest thing in the movie is Peter when he's like, hey, Katniss, I'm a rock now.
He's like in a brook. He opens his eyes.
Katniss, it's me. I'm not the river. I'm PETA.
I painted myself like a cake river.
It's me, Peter, and I can do cakes, and I'm the river now. I broke my leg. Please drag me to a cave for six chapters. Anyway, so Queen Bashir's laughing. We cut in. Jinxer's there in a cave, but it's in the Skull Cavern. But
it is.
Cave in the cavern.
The Skull Cavern and the whole inside of it is on fire.
There's an entire wall of fire. And Queen Bashira is like vaguely behind it, like, ah, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, oh, what's going on? What you doing?
Like, Diabolico, Lokai, and Viper come in. Diabolico's just like, she doing it? And she's like, I am, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. I am transforming. And then Viper's like, Jinxer, come with me. And like grabs him by the arm, and they run into the woods. They run right out of the Skull Cavern into the whole woods. And then she's like, make me a monster. And she says it like that. She says it like, turn me into a monster.
She's like, everyone's distracted. This is my chance to, I don't, it seems like I better do this before she wakes up so I can take over and kill her as soon as she gets here.
Or it's like, if I kill the Power Rangers before she turns into Queen, she won't have to do anything. I'll be her favorite.
Right.
You know, that. What it sounds like is, turn me into a monster now.
Yeah, that's also how I read it.
That's exactly how she says it. But, like, no, it's make a monster for me. It's just a combination of the delivery and the line. Didn't do anyone any favors. So he throws a trap card at a tree, and out pops Treevil, or Trevor, as my notes tried to call him the first time. He is a boy made out of trees.
Yep.
He's a monster. He's a demon boy made out of trees.
It looks pretty neat.
His head is a stump.
It's just a stump. That's my least favorite part, is that his head is just flat on the top.
It kind of makes sense, right? Like, because the top of a stump, like, if you're going to have a stump anywhere, it's the highest point. Like, I don't know. Like, it's not good, but, like, it makes sense. Also, his tummy is, like, the top view of a stump. It's a little circle. You can count his rings. We should have counted his rings.
We should. We know how. Well, he was just born now. Does he even have any rings?
Well, he was born, but he was made of a tree. So he and that tree now share an age. That tree just got 50 years younger.
You're right.
She's like, now go destroy the Power Rangers. He's like, I'm going to do it. And then we cut to the theme song.
We don't even get a, like, I have this power that will help you. It's just like.
No, he's just a monster.
I'm just going to go fight him. I'm a monster. It's strange. I don't know. It's strange at this point because every other monster is like, well, they win this way, so I will fight against that part.
Especially coming off the last episode where it's like, I can make their weapons not work. Like, you need me. And this is just like, I'm a tree. Let me go do it. I'm Treevil.
It fits the overall strange vibe of this episode that we'll get a little more into once the main story kicks in.
Once we get into the story and, like, the thick of it, like, this. There's some stuff about this episode that we need to, like, talk about. So we cut to the theme song. We come back, and Dana has a little stick and a little skeleton, and she's just naming bones. She just does all of them. Not all 200 bones. That'd be ridiculous.
I guess we came in at the end. She did all the little ones first. She's just getting the big ones out of the way at the end. Because Kelsey says you've named every bone in the human body 3 times.
Are there, like, 200 bones in the
body?
There's,
like, 200 something. Like, yeah, there's a lot.
Bones. You have a lot of, hey, everyone, you've got a lot of bones in you. That's wild.
Good job.
Congratulations. Hey, that's pretty good. 200 bones is a lot. You did it. So she's like, you're super good at bones. You're going to definitely be a great doctor. And she's like, yeah, if I can afford it. And then she's like, let's do it one more time. Hands her like a book or whatever. And they go back to doing it. Then we cut from there.
Dana's whole thing is like, she's already a medic.
Yeah.
She's been shown to be very smart.
Yeah.
It's like, you'll get plenty of scholarships. You'll be fine.
Also, like, her dad runs, like, a secret government. And
your
Power
dad
Rangers.
Has that secret government money, like, that secret water army money.
Yeah, like, you live in an underwater base. Your dad can probably pull a string or two. Like, hey, remember all those times where the world wasn't destroyed because of what I do here? Yeah, my daughter wants to go to medical school.
Also, you're a medic already.
Well, she's like an EMT.
Right, right.
So,
right.
Like, she has, like, medical training, but she has not, like, been through med school.
She's not a doctor.
Yeah, it's a very different set of skills. Like, there's a podcast I listen to called Sawbones, which is, like, a marital tour of misguided medicine, where they talk about all the weird and bad ways we've tried to fix each other over the years. And one of the things she said in an episode about EMTs, or maybe she just was talking about EMTs, is that, like, if there is an emergency, because she is a doctor, it's Justin McElroy and his wife, Sydney, and she is an actual real doctor. And so she's like, if there is an emergency and, like, EMTs show up, I step back because, like, I know what to do, but not the way that EMTs know how to do it. Like, They're, like, first responders, so it's, like, a totally different skill set. But she wants to be a doctor. This is really cool to know 6 episodes before the end of the series.
It's almost as if maybe this episode should be at the other end. Instead of 6 from the end.
It should have been after 6.
Should maybe be 6 from the beginning.
Because I don't think we got a Dana episode in that first run. Like, we got, like, a Joel episode, and a Chad episode, and a Kelsey episode. And I don't think we got, like, a straight up Dana one that early. And this absolutely 100% is a early season Dana spotlight episode that they just put at the end of the season for whatever reason. The Rangers all show up to a scene because Treevil's there throwing acorn bombs. He's got, like, acorn grenades.
He's going nuts, Jake.
He's gone nuts, I guess. I was trying to make a Korok joke because I just 100% of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
He says that, maybe not at this one, but when he's attacking the construction power plant, whatever that Power Rangers setting is, where it's like a power plant, but it's just like the frame of a building.
Yes.
He's attacking that. He says, I'm going nuts. Well, he's just hucking acorns around.
Yeah, cool joke, Treevil.
He's all right.
I hate him. I don't hate him. He's fine.
He's fine. As far as the monsters go, he's all right.
He's inconsequential mostly. So, but I do like the acorn bombs, though. I think that's, like, a good trick. So they just show up. They start helping people. They don't morph, but they are just, like, helping people, like, you know, attaching fire hoses and, like, doing, you know, rescue stuff.
Yeah, they pull up in the rescue rover, and we hear a photo shot, and then it, like, cuts out to the photograph that was taken.
Yeah.
And then we see this paparazzo.
Jim Nobody. He's not a character in this episode.
He's not. You would think, like, he is, but he isn't.
No, he's just taking...
He works for the paper.
Yeah, he's just, like... And I get it. Like, you need to document this stuff. Like, that's, like, a thing. But, like, he's just taking pictures of like disaster victims.
And well, like, he gets one of Joel holding the fire hose.
Yep. With his hat tipped way forward because he's leaning back.
And then he gets about 6,000 of Dana because he is a little creepy.
He's definitely doing a little bit of perving on her. Yeah, he's got like a million. Like, she turns around. So before this happens, we see him taking pictures. And then Dana's like running up a staircase and hears like a little boy like coughing. And he's trapped under like the stairs. There's like something collapsing near the stairs. And she calls Chad and Kelsey to help get him out. They get him out. She takes him, starts like looking for a medic. She's like, is there a medic? It's like, yeah, Dana, it's you. Dana, that you though. Remember?
That's why she needs to go to school.
To remember that she's a medic? This is when the photographer takes 1,000 pictures of her. Because then it's just like a montage of like her like looking around with like an injured boy.
Yeah, and she is running this boy over to an ambulance, and the photographer is like all up in her business.
In the way? Like maybe he zoomed in, but like...
No, it shows her. She almost has to hip check him out of the way. He's like all up in her face with the camera.
I don't like this creepo. So then we cut from there to a woman who is like 70 years old.
Yep.
Pretty old, judging headshots poorly. She's like, too young, too old. At one point, she's like, too short, too tall. She's just looking at the heads of women.
It's just their face and shoulders.
It's their faces and hair and shoulders. You can't tell how tall someone is from that.
Nope.
Generally speaking, unless there's a copy of 50 Cent's Blood in the Sand right next to them. and you use that as a metric to judge.
Right. 50 you know, cents blood in the sand for scale.
For scale. So she eventually is like, I need a new glitz girl. And she's like very animated and she's doing all this
stuff. She is a cartoon character.
Yeah. She is a cartoon caricature of Coco Chanel / Liz Taylor. Her name is Coco Cashmere.
Yeah.
Get it? Get it? Did you get it? Kids didn't.
I didn't because I didn't know Chanel's first name was Coco.
Yeah, it's Coco Chanel.
Yeah, no, I had no idea.
No, yeah, that's her.
I just thought it was like a dumb Power Rangers fancy name.
No. She just named after sweaters. but yeah, so she's like, she's got to have adventure and romance and like doing all this, like, you know.
Yes, yeah, like me, Coco Cashmere. I almost said Chanel.
Chasmere.
So she sits at her desk loudly.
Yes.
And she's pushing more things off of it, and she sees the newspaper and with Dana's picture on the front, and it's like, that's my new glitz girl.
Yeah, she's like, get me someone new, get me some. And then sees Dana's like, get me her, and then turns it around, and it's Dana. And then we cut from there to Dana leaving, I think, the library. I'm pretty sure
because she has books. Both times that she leaves this place.
And, like, it looks like she's leaving college.
It does. It looks like a college library.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Dana is probably in her early 20s. Like, her early 20s. By the way, seen a picture of Allison McInnes now. She's doing great. She did break her leg. So, physically, her leg is broken right now. And that's bad. But, like, she looks really good. This was 18 years ago. I feel like she is currently 30, so right. she would have right. been so 12
she's,
filming
she's
this.
She's 12 here.
She's like maybe 20 when this is filmed. So like getting out of college, because like you don't just go to med school. You have to go through all of college first, right?
Yeah.
Like there's a whole college process, and then you add on to that with more college.
So like maybe you could pick up a credit or two on your way.
Yeah, and that sounds like a nightmare to me, but if you've gone through more than the amount of schooling that I went through, which is 21 months, but to get a bachelor's degree, not to brag, it's a fake school. I don't know. I could not be like, you know what I liked about college? College. Let me do it again.
Yeah, I liked being there. Let me do it for 10 years minimum.
And I know, well, it's 8 years to be a doctor.
I thought 8 was a master's.
No, that's 6.
That's only 6. Yeah. Okay.
4 is a bachelor.
I'm only an associate. You're an associate. I don't know any of this.
Well, you have a weird history with college.
Oh, I hated it a lot. Yeah, so took me a long time to get a 2-year degree.
Look, if I didn't go to if I tried to go to any sort of normal college, I wouldn't have.
Yeah,
I would have had to leave. So it's like you go through 4, And you go, I love that. Let me do that one more again, but this time doctor style. And you go through that, and then you're a doctor at the end. So she's got to be like close to ending college, close to graduating regular college, and like trying to get into med school now. So like maybe that's it. Because if she's just 18 and hasn't been to college yet, like you don't need to worry about med school for a little bit. Like you do, you need to put that on your plan.
Yeah, you need to start there.
Yeah, but like you don't just like go to a medical school. And I feel like the writers of this episode of Power Rangers didn't know that.
They don't know that, and they don't know what a supermodel is or does.
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. She's leaving the library. Up pulls Coco Cashmere and accosts her. And
it's like, a very long white limo.
It's a long white limo. She's like, Dana Mitchell. And Dana's like, who are you and why do you know who I am? And she's like, I'm Coco Cashmere and I'm going to make you a supermodel.
Right, she like flips her scarf or her feather boa or whatever.
Yeah, she's like, you're going
to be. She always has a ridiculous hat.
It's a lot. She's very extra. She's like, I'm going to make you the new Glitz Girl. And Dana's like, I don't even like getting my picture taken, so that's probably not going to work. And she's like, you're going to make so much money, though. And throws just a wad of cash.
Just like Ted DiBiase style. Just throwing money around.
And then, like in Assassin's Creed, when you throw a bunch of coins to distract commoners to like make a distraction, just a bunch of people swarm the limo and start like picking up
money.
This money. And then she's like, you want to be a doctor, right? And she's like, yes. Because she says something about being a doctor at some point. She's like, yeah. She's like, well, I'll pay you. And she has like a 5-inch stack of $100 bills.
It's so much money.
And she's like, you can pay for med school on this.
And she just wafts it into Dana's nose because everybody's got a price.
Smash cut to Dana at a photo shoot with bad hair.
Just a whole lot of bad hairs coming your way.
So many different bad hairs in this episode. So Dana's hair normally is very nice. It's
straight. It's shoulder length.
It's shoulder length.
Layered a little bit.
Yeah, it's like it's not doing anything weird. It's very practical. It looks real cute.
But the problem, Jake,
that's not super.
It's not glamorous.
No, it's not glitz.
It's not glitz girl.
So her hair ranges from bad to upsetting in this episode. I would say there's several points where I was like, no, thank you.
Anytime it's extensions, because there are some where it's like long hair.
Yeah.
It's just, it ain't right.
Anytime they curl it, it's that late 90s, early 2000s, like so weirdly tight curls that look like ramen noodles.
Yeah.
And it, like at one point at the end of the episode, like her hair is just so much going on. It's just very upsetting. They just go through a bunch of different photos. Like she's got like, she's like a Roman goddess in one. And in one, she's like just like a businesswoman. Like she just has like shoulder pads and a cell phone. And that's the only time her hair is nice because it's just like pulled back very tight.
There's one where she's like a 1930s movie star.
Yeah. One where she's a Shania Twain cowboy with a leopard print cowboy hat.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah.
And then at one point she's like,
because you know how a supermodel's job is to just get their picture taken.
Yeah, you just, that's it.
That's all.
It. That's literally it. Before we go to anything else, her like first photo shoot is just, she's like in like, this is like kind of the 30s film star a little bit. She's in like a blue dress and she's got like a shawl kind of thing. And she's like waving it around behind her. She's just like holding it. And then they're like, what is that horrible thing on your wrist? And she's like, oh, that's my morphine. They're like, get rid of it. And like, instead of being like, this is like I'm a Power Ranger, like you know how like I do that, they're like, yeah, but also like Dana couldn't just like tuck it in the back of her pants or like,
well, she had that dress on.
Did she have a dress? Yeah, you're right, she did.
Like, but she couldn't like
hide it behind a vase.
Yeah, set it on the floor next to you,
because they take it and I guess they like throw it in a locker backstage.
They put it right in front of the boombox that's playing all these sweet jams,
these sweet early 2000 late 2000 jams. What was the music in 2000? Backstreet Boys? Millennium was big?
Three Doors Down was probably.
Three Doors Down.
Their stride.
I think the Marshall Mathers LP came out around then. Thong Song.
Thong Song.
Thong Song.
That timeless classic.
Hey, everyone knows the Thong Song, though.
We're still talking about the Thong Song, so.
Somehow.
I remember the making a video episode about the Thong Song.
Oh, gosh.
Where Cisco was like, we're going big with this one. We're going Thriller, y'all.
And then just butts.
And then the end of it
butts,
is just like blacklight butt party. like from Thriller.
Yeah, well, like that's my favorite part of Thriller, when all the werewolves and the zombies and the demons have a blacklight butt party. It's a thriller. ass. anyway, so she has to take the morpher off, and then she goes back to doing a million different photo shoots. And I guess, like, number one, someone walks up to you and says, you're a supermodel now. No, as long as you say yes, like, that's it. Like, you just go to doing a supermodel, and you get your picture taken 100 times in a bunch of different costumes and outfits and things, and then you're in a magazine.
Yep.
That's it. It's that easy, folks.
Yeah. At first, we don't even know there's a magazine. She's just getting her picture taken in all these costumes, and you were like, what are these for?
I was trying to think, where are these pictures going?
The only thing I could think of is a calendar, because that's the only thing you would need 12 different outfits and no context for.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's for a fashion magazine, which means that this cowboy costume
was fashion.
Is fashionable.
I think it's fashion in the runway sense, where it's like, yeah, do literally anything. As long as a pretty person is wearing it, it's fashion.
None of that stuff is worn off a runway, right? Like those big upside down traffic cones that they walk down the aisle in with like their big fluffy hair.
I mean, you wear them to like galas, probably.
But we're not going to go to like Europe and just see people like
This is not the capital in the Hungry Games.
I just don't understand it.
Look, that's not for us to ask. So we cut back to Treevol attacking.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
it literally, like, Trevenant should evolve from... There should be Pumpkaboo, Treevol,
you're thinking Trevenant. Of Phantom.
Phantom?
Phantom evolves into Trevenant.
What does Pumpkaboo turn into?
It evolves into...
Gorgeist.
Gah.
Phantom, Treevol, or no, Phantom, Trevenant, then Treevol.
Then Treevol, yeah.
Yeah. Instead, it's just this man made of wood. So he is just like, you know, doing monster stuff. Captain tries to call Dana. All the other Rangers are there. They can't get a hold of her. And they're like, all right, just go.
Yeah, because it shows the Morpher in front of the boombox, and the tunes are just too bumping.
There's too many bumping hot tunes, and there's also too much Coco Cashmere yelling fashion words.
Yeah.
Just like...
I don't know what she was saying, but she definitely was making a lot of noise.
Just being so loud. She's got to yell over the thong song, and that's a loud song. Someone's gonna tweet us like Thong Song came out in 2003, like, or whatever. Like, I feel like it actually did come out in like 2002. I don't know. I'm not gonna Google it.
I was watching MTV at the time, and that makes me feel like it could not have been later than 2001.
I definitely remember. This is such a weird memory. I was in science class in seventh grade. I had Miss Clark, I think, and I remember my best friend talking about it.
No, it had...
So that was 2001, 2002.
It had to be pre-2001, because my mom and I still lived in our apartment, and she had not gotten pregnant with Zach yet, because when she got pregnant, we moved in with Paul, and I remember watching TRL in the apartment living room. So it had to be before 2001.
All right, I'm Googling it. We're doing it. Thong Song, 2000.
Nice, nailed it. Got it in one. For real this time.
February... Definitely out by now.
Oh, yeah.
Why were we talking about it in 2002 still? No, that was sixth grade. That would have been 2000. Never mind.
See? The hottest song of the summer came out in February of 2000.
What a weird time to release a song about cars and guns and butts and stuff.
I think it was a spring break anthem.
Yes. They wanted to get it, like, out early. Yeah. Okay.
Out and established.
Yeah.
So down in Cancun, all the butts can be out. There was no twerking yet.
There was. We just didn't call it twerking. It's just like a syncopated booty shake. But also, they wanted to make sure that everyone knew how hot the thong song was going to be so they could sell more thongs. This is just Big Thong made a song for spring break propaganda.
Number one. Song on TRL in America.
900 weeks, the thong song. It's still actually the number one song in America.
Because only Cisco is still voting on TRL.
Yeah, he's the one that remembers it. But like, hey, it's apparently still around. They actually did bring TRL back, and then they were like, this doesn't work anymore. Nobody watches music videos.
Nobody
watches... Except for K-pop music videos.
Yeah, music videos have not caught on. And like, you have to call in your vote before.
If you can just tweet
it now, but I mean, that would be a lot to keep track of. Even if it was on the website, like a vote, the numbers are going to be so huge, and the internet is so good at skewing curves.
Yeah.
That it just it falls apart.
TRL just can't exist in these times. Millennials are killing TRL. Twice. We did it. Twice. Yeah. The other Rangers go fight Treevil. Remember how we talked about Power Rangers sometimes? The other Power Rangers go fight Treevil, and they don't do very well. And Joel ends up bringing out the Mega Battle, which has been about 1% effective. It definitely worked the first time. The second time was last episode, where it didn't get used because it was knocked out of his, like, he got webbed first.
Chad used it in the Mermaid episode, the second one.
You're right, that was two episodes ago. Last episode, Joel went to use his again. They both went to use him, and they got webbed.
They got webbed.
So Joel's worked once. Chad's worked once. So this, he pulls it out, and like it kind of works, but then it gets like knocked out of his hands.
Yeah, it's a good idea because his is like a big buzz saw, and you're fighting a tree.
Yeah,
he does cut his staff with it.
His staff, which is just a tree.
It's just a big tree. It's or got it's like a little
it's
tree.
It's got leaves and branches on it. And then
it's a Deku stick.
Pretty much. And she gets knocked over and he gets disarmed. And I don't know why this happens, but he goes, Rangers. And Carter goes, what? And then he leaves.
Yeah, because he's going to trash talk them, but he just wants to make sure they're paying attention.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, Rangers. And Carter's like, what? And he's like, you suck. And teleports out.
These nuts, and then dips. And then, and then we cut to Dana at the, or no, sorry, we cut to the Rangers getting out of the rescue rover at the lab, and they're like, that sucked. It's a good thing he just left.
Because he was kicking our butts.
And like, yeah, where was Dana? And then we cut into Dana's room, and she's like, got a feather boa on, and she's looking in a hand mirror, and she's like, kind of preening. And Kelsey comes in, and she's like, where the fuck were you? And Dana's like, oh, I had the greatest day. Like, it was so cool. Oh, wait, what happened to you? She's like, we were fighting a monster? You know, like Power Ranger stuff? And then Dana's like, oh, no. And she still doesn't have her morpher on. Did she leave it at Coco's?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's probably just, like, in her bag or something. It's maybe in her jacket pocket.
Yeah, something. So then Kelsey's mad at her. And she, like, sits down. She's like, I just feel so. And Kelsey's like, stupid? And it's like, that's spicy.
Yeah.
It's getting spicy in
it's
here.
It's a tense moment.
And then she's like, yeah.
Kelsey is also, like, beaten up, charred a little bit.
Yeah, she's, like dirty not, from fighting.
Not bleeding, but wounded.
Wounded and sticky.
Yeah.
And so she, like, sits down and she's like, all right, I can forgive you this once. And she's like, oh, thank you. Like,
she hits once.
Yeah.
Very hard.
One time. And so Dana goes to hug her. She's like, you're a little gross. Maybe you should, like, clean up. And then, like, they just, like, she goes to, like, hug Dana to, like, get
yeah,
some gross.
Yeah, they, like, run off. It's cute.
It's cute and funny. So then we cut to a theme park, which is definitely Sentai footage. They don't go in. They're leaving. So there's nothing in the theme park. We never come back here. I guess they just had it. And they're like, well, we might as well use it here. They're leaving. They have like a bunch of balloons. They each have like a bundle of balloons that are their colors
yep.
to signify this is the pink and the yellow Rangers. Jason's wondering. And then Dana sees her magazine on the stands. It's Glitz magazine. And there's Dana in a swimsuit.
So Coco Soiree, what's her name?
Cashmere.
Coco Cashmere.
Which also was the name of somebody in the Hunger Games.
Was it?
Yeah, in the second one. It was,
Cashmere.
There's Cashmere and
not
Gloss.
Coco Cashmere.
No. No one has first names anywhere. Because
she would fit in. I think she would. She could
super
work.
Super duper would have been in the Capitol.
So she is a fashion designer, obviously. She has a magazine that she puts her designs in. And the whole magazine is one person.
It's Dana. That's a lot of work. And also, quick turnaround.
Yeah, because that photo shoot was yesterday.
Yeah. Which is weird. So she's like, oh, it's me. And she like, opens up. She's like, looking at it. She's like, oh, this is weird to see. And like, there's like that moment of like, I think I've gone too far. Like, maybe this isn't for me. And then some dude's like, you're the new Glitz girl. And she's like, no.
Have me mistaken with someone that has spaghetti for hair.
Look, my hair does not look ramen-esque at all. And they're like, and then he's like, hey, everybody, it's a new Glitz girl. And 1,000 people swarm her and they like bump Kelsey out of the way. And Dana is like, oh, no, like, please don't. Like, I would like to leave.
And I hate this, actually. Please back away.
And like, sign my little notebook. We all got little notebooks. And you better sign it. Kelsey's pushed to the back. And then Dana is like, I guess I could sign one or two. And then she starts signing them. And then she gets a phone call from Coco. We do not see Kelsey for like the bulk of this little interaction.
Yeah.
Because she's just been pushed literally off screen. And then she's like, Coco's like, we need to do more shoots right now. I'm sending a car. Get in the car.
Yeah, and like you're the headliner for my big fall fashion show coming up. So we need to rehearse?
Do pictures. Fittings?
Fittings? It might have been fittings.
I think so. So then she like, the car pulls up because they knew she was at the theme park somehow. And they just like shuffle her into...
Oh, satellite tracking the cell phone.
That's where they get you.
Coco's got her bugged.
She's wired. So they push her into, like, up to the limo, and she opens the door and, like, gets in. And Kelsey's like, hey, Dana, what are you doing? Like, where are you going? And then the door shuts, and she leaves, and she's gone. And Kelsey's just standing here with some balloons by herself.
Yeah.
It's and real sad.
The pink balloons float out of the top of the limo and just away. They leave. They're gone.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
It's a bummer. Then we get another photo shoot of different things. It's like, I think it's like some of the same things as before.
It's just a bunch of bad hair. I didn't see what any of the clothes were because the hair was just bad.
Was this the one with the businesswoman photo shoot? Because the next time we see a magazine, it's like business data.
Yeah, it's like cell phone magazine.
Glitz featuring cell phones. And this is the only good hair because it's literally just like a tight bun. And that, like, generally looks good. Everywhere else is like, hey, do you remember that one 3LW video? I guess not 3LW. They all had good hair. Who was another girl group back then? There was Spice Girls and no one else that I can think of.
There was TLC.
No. It's a
but
little...
But they didn't have... They had much different hair. They didn't have this weird curly hair.
No, they had standards.
Yeah.
It's like if you were like, all right, let's just make a new Spice Girl and this is bad hair Spice.
Curly fry Spice.
That's what they are. They're curly fries. They just turn her hair into curly fries. She goes native. Because the next time we see her, she's like coming in to the cafeteria at the Lightspeed base with on her cell phone like, I say what I said. And I blah, blah, blah.
She gets in there and she is swarmed by staff of the Aqua
the
base.
The door
for
shuts
autographs.
And locks behind her. And they're like, Dana goes are there. And then we cut over
and
to
this
the...
this time, now she's mad about it. Yeah. She's mad that she has to do this for the regular common people.
Ugh, peasants touching me with their filth. Ugh. Tributes. Ugh. Then we go over to the Rangers who are eating. And Chad's like, whoa, Dana's like super famous now, huh? And looks back and Kelsey is just death staring.
Just burning a hole through her.
It is... Real good facial acting.
It is.
Sasha Williams' part. And she is just like, oh.
And she's putting the little glasses and devil face hair on her on her magazine
she's
cover.
Scribbling a little goatee on her. Got her. Then we cut to training. Power Rangers all do training. Dana's being real prissy. She doesn't want to break a nail. She doesn't want to crawl in the mud. Probably another thing. At one point, it's a tandem. So one person climbs up a rope. The other person holds a rope on a pulley.
Counterweights the rope.
Yeah, so they don't fall down the rope. They're belaying them. She is halfway up. Dana gets a call. Let's go. We just see in the background the stunt actress just into a mud puddle, falls right out of the tree. Because Dana's hair has an appointment.
Yeah, she's got to get her hair done.
You got a new bad hair appointment that you got to do.
You got to get those curlers in now.
And she's like, my fans expect me to be beautiful. And then Kelsey stands up and she's like, your hair?
She stands up and she goes, Dana, what the f***?
She's like covered in mud because she fell into a wet, it's dry. Everywhere else is dry. She fell into the wet mud puddle.
Yeah.
Like. It's her entire front is covered in like light mud. And she's like, your hair, you just dropped me out of a tree because of your hair. And she's like, you know what? You're just jealous. And she's like, this has gone to your head. And she's like, kind of squares up.
Yeah.
And
Kelsey's about to whoop her ass.
Yeah. And like, here's the thing. I feel like Dana could win that fight, right? We've seen Dana fight better.
Dana could, not Glitz Girl
not,
Dana.
Not Glitz Girl Dana. She wouldn't want, she's, I don't have words. I don't know what I would.
She doesn't want to get dirty in a scuffle.
Yeah. She get all dirty from the mud. It's all
dirty,
Kelsey.
Bruised.
They're like yelling back and forth. And then the car pulls up. She's like, I have to go. And she's like, walks away. And when she walks by Kelsey, she's just like, I can't touch the mud. Like, I don't want to, I can't touch the mud. like, skirts by her. And then Carter goes after her. And before Carter goes after her, Joel's like, to Captain Mustache, like, are you just going to let her go? And he's like, I need to let her make her own mistakes, which seems.
No, he says he needs to trust her to make her own decisions.
Right, okay.
So he's saying if I let her go, she'll be back.
She'll be back, okay. All right, I like that better than...
She also, when the limo pulled up, she's mad because it's not a white one.
I said a white one specifically.
Dana. I don't like new Dana.
I don't like double duty Dana. I don't like Dana's drive-ins and dives Dana. Carter goes after her and the only thing he says is, Dana. The monster's still out there. And Dana has this like 1 second realization of like, right, there's monsters. And I'm one of the five people that can deal with that. And she's like, I gotta go. And then she leaves. And then she goes in the car. We cut to her getting out of a limo at a premiere of some sort, probably for the runway. Her hair is very bad. It's very upsetting because it's the curly fries in for most of it, but it is combed.
So it's like a little straight in the front. It's like pulled back.
It's super pulled back, but like because her hair is very light and because like just the way it is, it looks like her forehead is on top of her head. And it's like that in conjunction with the curly fry hair, like it is the most, and they look wet. It's like wet curly fries too.
Well, yeah, because it's got all that product in it.
Yeah, and like it is the most 1999, 2000 ass hair, and it looks bad. Like I think my sister had this hair when she went to prom. And it wasn't a good look then, and it wasn't a good look ever. So, Dana, you've messed up terribly. But then, I don't remember exactly what she says, Coco says to her, but she's like, she gets beeped. Because the monster's back, because there's monsters still. And she says something to the effect of, like, who would want to be a Power Ranger?
Yeah, Coco says, ignore that. And Dana's like, but I'm a Power Ranger. And she goes, are you going to give all this up just to be a ranger? Yeah, actually, Coco, I am going to do that.
Yeah, dog!
10 times out of 10, I'm going to do that. Coco, beware!
Literally. Every time. Scoot thought that was a great joke. No, he's playing D&D in there, so he's laughing at other people, not your great joke. He doesn't even know who Coco Beware is, I don't think.
It's before his time.
Way before his time. I share a birthday with Coco Beware, fun fact.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's it. And Nicole Kidman.
He's the Jannetty of high energy. Good job.
Who is the Michaels?
Owen Hart.
They teamed?
They teamed, yeah. Owen Hart's original theme song, like, when I say Owen Hart, the before Enough is Enough theme song, the one before that, was High Energy's theme. He just took it.
He just kept it.
Yeah.
Wild. I did not know that. I wasn't a WWF kid, though, so, like, how I know Coco Beware beyond me.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer. Who doesn't know Coco Beware,
true.
Really?
Yeah, he's got in the Hall of Fame. My old roommate, Tony, loved to call people future Hall of Famers. Like, he'd be like, The Miz is easily a huge future Hall of Famer.
That
like,
one I don't think is wrong.
Well, it's like, yeah, but also, everyone who's been involved, Maria Menounos is a future Hall of Famer. Like, like that's just facts.
Yeah.
Because Coco
Beware.
Because
everyone who used to work there that they are on good terms with
is a Hall of Famer.
Is not just a Hall of Famer, but a legend.
Yes.
A WWE legend.
Legend.
Rikishi.
Legendary. Coco Beware.
WWE legend. Scotty Too Hotty.
WWE legends. The Bushwhackers. My boys. That's the only one that's accurate. Because the Bushwhackers rule.
They're weird. WWE's messed up.
It was bad. I love the Bushwhackers. I cannot be like, no, your opinion that you don't like the Bushwhackers is wrong if you have that.
It's not that I don't
like... No, not you. I mean the royal you. Anyone who thinks the Bushwhackers are bad, I'm like,
it's not that I don't like the Bushwhackers, though. It's just that the Bushwhackers that I know are not the hardcore garbage wrestling bushwhackers that you know.
Yeah, the ones that invented hardcore wrestling in Memphis.
I know the bushwhackers that lick each other's heads and get eliminated from Royal Rumbles in 10 seconds and never stop moving their arms.
Same guys.
It's crazy.
It's wild. Love those bushwhackers.
I respect them. They're just not a team for me. Yeah. I don't feel like they should ever win a match.
I mean, I think they should exclusively win matches, but that's because I love them, unabashedly. Also, I knew them first from WWF with their, like, licking each other's heads and all that weird stuff, and I loved them then because my Uncle Mitch had a picture of one of them holding him up. That's it. Like, then I was like, I love
these
guys.
That's all you need when you're a kid. Yeah. It's just like, oh, someone in my family has met this wrestler. Yeah. They're my favorite now.
Yeah, because, like, WWF used to run, like, weird shows in, like, Alton, New Hampshire back in, like, the late 80s, early 90s.
They had you don't like Larry Zbyszko, so you'll enjoy.
I hate Larry Zbyszko.
You'll enjoy
this
story. There was a show. I don't think it was WWF. Maybe it was. I don't know. There was a show somewhere in or around the Athol, Gardner, Massachusetts area.
Okay.
Larry Zbyszko pulled up to my mom's ex-boyfriend, Paul, and asked for directions.
Okay.
He gave him the wrong directions.
Yes.
But also, like, way back in the 80s, WWF would just, like, have shows at the Athol Town Hall. Like, Andre the Giant wrestled a match at the Athol Town Hall.
Yeah, the Bellows Falls gym, like, the school gym, like... My dad saw Dominic DiNucci and, like, I forget who he was wrestling. Like, Ivan Putski there. Like,
yeah.
Like, just wild. So, they fight the Bushwhacker? No. They fight a Bushwhacker, Bushwhacker Treville. They go to fight him, and
Bushwhacker Trevor.
Bushwhacker Trevor.
It's Butch, Luke, and Trevor.
The Bushwhackers. And so they go to fight him, and they don't do very well because there's only four of them again. And they're doing pretty good, but they go to the Spectrum Blast, and there's only four of them. So they shoot up in the sky, and they, like, aim it down.
Yep.
And he catches it and throws the energy ball back at them.
Throws it at them.
And it just knocks them in the dirt. And then they're like, it's just not powerful enough without Dana. Oh, no. I think Chad says that. And so he pulls out an acorn grenade and throws it at him to blow him up while they're laying on the ground.
Probably says a joke.
Your time's nuts.
Hey, Power Rangers, D's nuts.
D's nuts. They're like, now for my final attack, Bofa. They're like, what's Bofa? It's Bofa D's nuts. Throws two of them. You probably just not mention D's nuts. If I had to guess.
If I was a betting man, I would say probably not.
This is like, welcome to Testicles Week, I guess. On the Morphin Grid. Genuinely sorry about that one.
It's a big nasty sack and D's nuts.
And then D's nuts that he has. And Trevor's D's nuts.
So he lobs the nuts at the Power Rangers, but thankfully Dana arrives on her rescue cycle.
Yep.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
She just shoots those nuts out of the air.
Shoots those nuts. And then she, like, gets off the cycle and Kel's like, Dana, you're back. She's like, yeah, my modeling days are over. And Kel's like, good.
I was about to kick your ass.
I was straight up going to murk you. And then they do a Spectrum Blast all together.
He does catch it for a second. Treville does. He holds it for a minute, and he's like, oh, crap, it blows up on him.
But, like, he could do that. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Like, he could do that at all, because everyone else is just like, oh, I got to hit with it now. And then he grows. Immediately a trap card hits him, and he grows. And they get in the first Megazord, the Rescue Zord, the very old one.
Yeah, it's like the Light Speed Megazord, I think she called it.
Yeah.
I don't even remember this one.
It's the first one.
It's been so long.
It's the ladder
arms.
This
is absolutely a first 10 episodes episode.
Oh, yeah. This is way early.
It's just so strange to have it now.
The only thing, and here's the other thing. Like, the only thing that ties it to this late in the season for the, like, because there's very little Sentai footage other than, like, at one point, Treville throws some stuff in Sentai footage and the Zord fight. Not a lot of Sentai footage other than that. So there is, like, this weird thing where you could have just taken this episode and just picked it up, moved it to the front, put it there.
Yeah.
It's like they, like, filmed an episode and were like, oh, we can't use this yet. We'll just, like, push it back.
The only thing that makes this a a second half episode is Joel uses the mega battle for 10 seconds.
He does a battle boost, but that is, and the mega battle.
That's American footage. The mega battle
is. The mega battle is all American. And they used a V-Lancers. There was like definitely a V-Lancers episode like halfway through.
Right.
And then early, you know, the first thing that happens with the firewall and Queen Bansheera, which we don't come back to.
No.
If you're wondering.
And there is no Olympus Cave stuff at all.
Nope, not at all. So like, it's like they were just like, okay, just like film a couple scenes and like put it later. It's so weird. But
how long does Bansheera have to burn before she wakes up?
I don't know.
Or transforms, I guess.
Hold on, I can tell you. Oh, no, that's the song.
Which episode is Bansheera wakes up?
The next one.
Oh, okay.
The next one's called...
one business day. She has to be on fire for one business day.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes. This is the 14th. Next one aired on the 15th. So it took a day.
Do we see Viper even again this episode?
No, we don't see anybody. We don't even see Jinxer. We just see the card come in from off-screen.
We don't even see Viper mad that her plan failed and like worried that she left the awakening ceremony to do this.
I feel like this episode was made like... because they forgot that they needed an extra episode. They're like, all right, here's the last four. They're like, well, what are we going to do between the spiderweb episode and that one? Like, we needed to put an episode on the 14th. They're like, damn. All right. And Judd's like, let's just make one right now. What monsters and footage do we have? We got the tree guy done. Tree guy in. So they kill him. They use the ladder arms for 1 second, and I do love the ladder arms. They fall in a pit and like ladder arms their way out. It's very good. So then he dies because they kill
Dana him. Dana called everything too. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Yeah.
She called the V-Lancers. Is that what they are?
She called the Spectrum Blast.
She called the Zords. She's basically in charge of the Zord fight.
Yeah, it's pretty good. When she calls the sword, there's like a whole animation for it, so it's definitely like an early.
Yeah,
Go-Go
I feel
five.
Like they shot this and they just like forgot that they had this Dana episode that was supposed to go on. So they shot like a couple new scenes to make it fit the later half. Like that's why Viper is just like, we have to go real quick, Jinxer.
We got to do a monster. We need to do an episode real quick. So then we cut to the library. Dana's leaving. Coco pulls up. She's like, I can't believe you abandoned me on my hour of need. No worries. We're going to go to this fight. We're going to blah, blah, blah. And Dana's like, no.
I left. Remember when I like quit because you told me being a Power Ranger was stupid? You idiot.
You dummy. You and that old lady from that said monsters aren't real.
And Chad's sensei.
And Chad's sensei, you probably hang out together. You bunch of baby boomers.
Ugh. If there's a theme this season, it's just don't trust a baby boomer.
Old people are out to kill you. They hate the things you like, and they want you to die for it.
And they like the things you hate.
Yeah.
Fucking baby boomers. Applebee's.
Ugh, gross.
They're mad about Applebee's.
And napkins. We have paper towels. We don't need napkins. She's like, well, you want to be a doctor? What about medical school? She's like, I'm going to get there on my brains, not my beauty. Which, like, on the surface is, like, a good message, but it also is this weirdly, like, kind of pointed thing. Like, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
It's like...
I think I feel what you're trying to say, but I also don't know what you mean.
So, like, she's saying, like, you don't need to rely on your looks. But it's also this, like, thing that, like, AJ Lee, the wrestler, was also guilty of, where it's like, I'm not like those other girls. Like,
right.
It's like that weird, it's like weirdly shaming girls who are pretty and do stuff with that. Like,
right.
And use that to their advantage. It's just like a little weird. It's not meant to be anything, but like 18 years later, I'm like, there's a better way to say that. So then she's like, well, who's going to be the next Glitz girl? And then you hear Dana. Kelsey runs up
in her rock climbing gear.
And her big jacket.
With her big jacket on.
Dana also has the big jacket on. You're not allowed to leave without a big jacket.
No. How else are they going to know that you're Lightspeed Rescue if you don't have the big jacket?
That's very true. So she runs up, and she's like, said something to Dana. I don't remember what. And then...
I was hoping she was going to run up and just drop kick Coco out of this frame.
Just roar and elbow her. Coco's like, you're the new face of Glitz Girl. And then, like, grabs her by the face and is, like, moving her lips around.
Hey, old people.
Don't touch faces.
Stop grabbing faces.
If you want to know why millennials hate everything you like, it's because you touch our faces when we don't ask you to. That's a big part of it. Someone grabbed my beard once, and I was like, get the fuck away from me. I don't get it. I just,
like... Why do you think it's okay to do that?
I don't know. It's the same thing, like I can't imagine, like, pregnant women. Everyone's like, oh, let me just touch your belly. Like, it's like, no. A human is in there that I am exclusively responsible for. Do not touch
and
me
also,
in my belly.
That is still my belly.
That's still my human
parts. Don't want you to touch it.
That's wild.
Like, just because there is a baby in it does not give you free reign over their body.
God, I just hate old people so much. Quit touching people. Kelsey, she's like, it's you. And then Kelsey's like, no. Like, her and Dana at the same time were like, that's not going to happen. Dana's like
a little playful
like
about
ha-ha,
it.
That's, oh, Kelsey. And Kelsey's like, I will straight up kill you right
Kelsey's
now.
Kelsey's like, if you keep asking me, I will punch your dentures out.
And then she's like, but who will be the new girl? And, like, turns around, and the episode just, like, stops. Like, she's like, who will live it? And then it's over.
Because Judd Lynn was like, okay, even I have had enough of Coco's Cafe.
Local jokes. And then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So, Josh, you started.
Yeah, it sure did.
I get to pick the best, the first best. I think it's got to be how mad and justified Kelsey is.
Absolutely.
Specifically the first time when she, like, is like, where were you? And then Dana's like, oh, I feel stupid. And she's like, yeah, you should. And then, like, sat down and was like, all right, I will forgive you this once because we're friends.
Yeah.
I like that whole
Whole scene, I think, is my best. Specifically, Kelsey did a very good job this whole episode.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, anyway, she's usually one of, like, the weaker on the acting side, I think.
Her acting is a little more, I don't want to say, like, broad, but it's like, a little more, I'm not as good at this, so I'm going to be louder and just, like, kind of, like, overly expressive in, like, a kind of a cheap way so I can get what I'm trying to do across. But she did really good.
She did a very good job this episode.
The worst is Dana's hairs, all those different bad hairs.
I have to worse Coco.
That's also fair. I'm still worse than those hairs. They were upsetting. MVP is Kelsey?
Yeah.
I think it's Kelsey.
I think so.
So now we got to rank it.
I don't think this is a particularly great one.
No, I'm thinking we scroll down. So the last Dana episode that I can remember was Go Volcanic. And that had a man with a real gun.
Yeah.
Which
this does not approach man with a real gun
which
territory.
Was, like, bad and, like, kind of weird to watch, but
added real drama.
There was, like, there was something to it there that I just don't think this had. So I think it goes below that. Oh, here's another Dana episode. This one was billed as a Dana episode, but wasn't. That's The Last Ranger, where they all lost their memories, and it was a clip show. I think I like that more, too.
Really?
Yeah. That,
think I do.
That did have all the stuff with Carter, them giving the saving moments to Carter instead of Dana like they should have.
Yeah. So, I don't think I like that one
okay.
better.
So we got a two-episode spread. Right above that is A Matter of Trust, which was Captain Mustache being obtuse and not telling Carter why shooting a lot is bad. But there is that good part at the end where he's like, I don't think I can be a ranger. And Captain Mustache is like, I do.
Yeah.
So I like that more. Maybe below that, above?
I think below A Matter of Trust is a good spot for
okay.
it. That, so, that feels right.
So coming in at the new number 27, In the Limelight. All right. And that is going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Monday for Wrath Lightspeed the Queen. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Why did I put this back on?
Panicked. I don't know. I thought you were checking something. I don't know.
Nope. No, I'm fine. I panicked.
Okay. Well, that got me on edge.
374, 36.